The following guided meditation was given at Common Ground Meditation Center in Minneapolis, Minnesota.
Sangam Saranam Gacchami Dutiyampi Buddhang Saranam Gacchami Dutiyampi Dhammang Saranam Gacchami Dutiyampi Sangham Saranam Gacchami Tatiyampi Buddhaṃ Saraṇaṃ Gacchāmi Tatiyampi Dhammaṃ Saraṇaṃ Gacchāmi Tatiyampi Sangham Saranam Gacchami. This willingness to settle, allowing as best you can to let everything here be unformed and undefined, and in this movement of experience being known, being curious about what we call body, the movement of body, the movement of sensation, sound, sight, smell, and taste. But we're interested in this not theoretically, but actually right here and now. And most often, the movement of physicality, the movement of sensation will be the most obvious. And there's no need to attempt to come to any conclusion about this experience of the body. Movement of bodily sensations. No need to define it in any way. experiencing this movement, this flow of physicality, as nature, not self, as nature in the sense that I'm not willing this body to be this way right now, that this movement of sensation is simply arising and being known, changing, flowing, moving, not me, not mine, not who I am. It's just this flow of physicality being felt, being known. And of course, in a superficial way, it can seem that the body is constant. But as we allow the mind, the awareness to relax, and the mind becomes naturally more interested, more clear, see if you can highlight or tune in to the ephemeral, ungovernable, changing nature of any particular sensation. So this interest in the movement of sensation really needs to rise from a relaxed and generous quality, not forced, not trying to figure it out. In a way, we're allowing the physicality of the body to reveal itself. The totality of the body, so we're not picking and choosing, but feeling the totality of the movement of sensation now. And the basic teaching that the Buddha offers is that if we train the heart, train the mind to open to the body as it actually is, sensing its changing, ungovernable, ephemeral nature of sensation, then quite naturally, there arises a disenchantment, a disillusionment, a dispassion toward the body. not aversion. When the mind, when wisdom understands not me, not mine, not who I am, it's not an aversive or judgmental quality. It's simply a more intimate, wise understanding of the way it is. Seeing the way it's always been, but most often missed. This body, this flow of sensation is nature, not self. We're doing our best to bring the attention or to open to the movement of sensation itself, not the mind's interpretation. And right here with this movement of sensation is also this activity of the mind. The movement of feeling, tone, the mind discerning the pleasantness or unpleasantness or neutrality, the movement of perception and recognition, the mind naming what's happening. The movement of mental fabrication and the mind constructing, having intention, making up meaning about what's happening, what it should do, and just the more illuminating quality of consciousness itself, the knowing mind. So in simple terms, we have the activity of the body, the five physical senses, and the activity of the mind, consciousness and all the mental formations, intention, perception, and feeling tone, knowing that it's pleasant now or unpleasant now or neutral. Whatever is actually noticed here in the present moment, we're training the mind or training wisdom to recognize it as a movement of mentality, mental activity, and movement of body. And we don't have to demand that we tease body and mind apart. But instead to tune in to the changing movement of the body and the mind. How the movement of experience is unsatisfactory, because it never stops, never ceases to become the next moment and the next. And we sense that nobody is in control. I can't make it this or that way. So instead of the habit of presuming that this is me, this is my experience, this experience belongs to me, we're cultivating a more simple and truthful recognition that this is being known or this is being felt. Not pretending that we know more than we know. We just know that this is being known. This activity of the body and the mind is being felt, being known. And then in any mental activity that says, oh no, no, this is me, this is mine, that's just something being known. That's part of the mental activity that's being known. The movement of the mind being known. And even thoughts and feelings that I'm doing the sit, I'm trying to meditate, do it right. Even that can be recognized as mental activity being known. And any emotion associated with those thoughts, that's just emotion being felt. Always one thing leading to the next, a flow. And again, the Buddha suggests that when there's wisdom, that stability of awareness and wisdom, then quite naturally there arises a disenchantment, disillusionment, dispassion toward the activity of the body and the mind. But remember, this is a beautiful arising. Sometimes we have a negative connotation of those words, disenchantment, disillusionment, dispassion. It really has the taste of freedom, letting nature be nature, allowing nature to be nature. There's many, many ways the mind gets identified with the activity of the body. It takes the physical pain personally. If the body's feeling good, it takes that good feeling personally. And of course, even more so with the activity of the mind. But whatever the entanglement might be, simply recognize that as some movement of mind and body here and now. Not me, not mine, not who I am, but a natural movement something being known. And in this way, gradually over time, noticing that the heart has a cool relationship with the flow of experience. And even if some reactive pattern has been triggered in the personality, wisdom has a cool, equanimous way of relating to that reactive pattern. Oh yeah, that's how it is sometimes. Not me, not mine, not who I am. Simply something being known, something being felt.